Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall. Thanks for joining us. We're always pleased to welcome this young lady to the program. She's the County Extension Director for Allegheny County, Amy Lucas. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Danny.
Pleasure to talk with you. I hope you're doing well.
I am. Hope you are, too.
I am indeed. Thank you very much. We have a good topic today and something that I know you know a lot about, and it's we're going to talk about dairy today, and I want to start out with what seems like a kind of a simple question, but it's a little more complicated, I think. I want you to explain why dairy is so important to us.
Well, and you know, you hear this from the time you're a small child. Everybody says, oh, get your calcium, get your dairy, you've got to have it, but I think we kind of underemphasize that as we get a little older and we don't think as much about it. But actually, our bones start thinning after age 30. Mm. So it just becomes increasingly important. Everybody says, oh, your kids, you need your calcium. But as an adult, you need your calcium too. That's what got me started on this topic. I actually did a program here in the county and I wanted to take it a little bit further. But your bones start thinning after age 30, and that can lead to osteoporosis, fractures, back pain, all kinds of other trouble. And by doing a little preventative maintenance, you can actually go a long way. So not only are you helping your bones, but you're getting your calcium, your vitamin D, potassium, protein. Everybody's got to have protein for strong muscles, and the other nutrients that you've got to have to lead a healthy lifestyle. We also need to watch our fat content. A lot of times when we go to dairy, we don't pay attention to either the sugar content or the fat content. So we've got to be a little more cautious about those kinds of things.
Well, fortunately for me, Amy, I haven't hit 30 yet.
Oh, good for you. Me neither.
Okay. Now we're both convinced, right?
Yeah. Next year.
Our guest is Amy Lucas with the Allegheny County Cooperative Extension Service. They're talking about why dairy is important. And now, what qualifies as dairy?
Well,
what is dairy?
Yeah, I mean, one of my favorite foods, and I guess it's not sad to say it is and it's not, I love cream cheese. Mm-hmm. Doing a little research, that's not really considered dairy. And butter,
really?
Butter either. Both of those just broke my heart. They're high in saturated fat, so that's, you know, you can't say, oh, I'm getting my dairy if I put a big pat of butter on my baked potato. That's not going to work. You've got milk, yogurt, cheese, fortified soy milk even is considered dairy, but sometimes those other things that we like to consume aren't really dairy. And the big thing to remember is that you need, you know, children's, teens, and adults need about 3 cups a day.
A day?
Wow. 4 to 8-year-olds, about 2.5 cups of dairy, and then 2 to 3-year-olds need about 2 cups of dairy a day. And when we're talking about a cup, we mean like 1 cup of milk or yogurt, mm-hmm. which would be an 8-ounce cup, 1.5 ounces of cheese. That's where the difference is. You can't measure out 8 ounces of cheese and say that's a cup of dairy, because you've got to think about your other ingredients in there. So, you know, you really got to make sure you know what you're talking about when you are trying to add dairy into your diet.
So when I'm slathering that baked potato with butter, I'm not getting my dairy.
Yeah, no, it doesn't count. Now, there are, there are better choices in the butter aisle. So, of course, I am an advocate of all-natural butter, but you do have to watch the fat and the salt content. So those are things just to, read your nutrient label on the back panel. They're on every product that you buy, and that's where you can really make some healthy decisions.
You really have to pay attention to what's in what you're eating, don't you?
You really do. You really do.
So we've talked a little bit about how much we got to include in your diet.
Right.
What are some of the some of them we've mentioned, of course. What are some of the other health benefits of dairy?
Well,
Amy?
You know, we talked about bone health. I think that's the obvious one. It's especially important during childhood for bone health when, especially young children, when that bone mass is being built up. And then we talked about how at age 30 it starts breaking down again. So you don't have a huge window there. But it's also good. They found studies that have shown reduced risk of cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and lower blood pressure. So dairy's not only building up that bone mass and, those kinds of things, but you've got some other health benefits if you have and that's a balance. Balanced diet. You know, dairy is important, but it's really looking at your diet as a whole. But some studies that have shown some significant health benefits of making sure you're getting enough dairy in your diet. And, when you're choosing those dairy products, make sure that, you know, our milk now is fortified and it has extra vitamins in it. That's a good thing. So check to see that. Choose fat-free or low-fat.
Right.
You know, and those transitions are hard. You know, I'm a whole milk drinker. We drink a lot of whole milk in our family. I have a two-year-old. But we try to switch that out, you know, mix whole and 2%. Make those switches slow. Don't try to do them gradually, not all at one time, and it usually goes a little smoother. Don't go from whole milk to completely fat-free. Your taste buds will say, what is this? And I can't do that. So, you know, make gradual changes in your fat content in your milk to get a healthier choice. You know, something else that you can do to get some healthier choices, you can look at regular sour cream and fat-free. Some people say, oh, it's just so different, I can't do that. Do some mixes. You know, mix them together to get that gradual changeover. And attitude. Attitude goes a long way. If you go into it with a negative attitude and you say, I'm not going to be able to do that, I'm not going to like it, I'm not going to do it, you know, you're probably not going to. So attitude can make a real difference when you're making healthy lifestyle changes.
Who knew attitude was going to play a part in diet?
it plays a part in a lot of our lives.
It really does.
Exactly right.
You know, I'm not a fan of milk personally, so going to the fat-free, I've never had a problem with.
Right. And a lot of people, that's all they've ever drank. Yeah. And so, you know, but I know there are a lot of people that do drink whole milk or they put half and half in things. And so, you know, if you're trying to make some healthier choices, make them slowly. Don't jump off the bandwagon altogether.
Can you get some of the nutrients you need from vitamins and stuff? Can you get some of the dairy that you need from supplements?
Sure, absolutely. And that's one thing, you know, if you go to the doctor and they say, oh, you know, you have a bone density scan, it comes back, you need some extra calcium, by all means, take a supplement and your doctor can recommend what that needs to be. But yes, you can't, you know, that's not how we encourage you to get all of your dairy that you need, but you can definitely make a difference with some of those supplements.
Our guest is Amy Lucas. She's the Extension Director of North Carolina Cooperative Extension in Allegheny County. We're talking about dairy in your diet. Now, here's an issue. It has become more prominent, it seems to me, of late. What if you're lactose intolerant, Amy?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, we see, you know, in the schools a lot, I see a lot of kids that say, I'm lactose intolerant, I can't do that. Well, what that really means is that your body has trouble breaking down the sugars that are in milk. So there are some things you can do. Number one, if you really like milk, they recommend just trying smaller samples. So instead of like an 8-ounce glass, you try a 4-ounce glass. See if you have that same issue.
Oh, okay.
If you do, you can try lactose-free milk. I mean, that's the good thing about the era that we're living in today. There are some other alternatives out there, and lactose-free is on every grocery store shelf now.
Mm-hmm.
Check the nutrition facts. Make sure that if you're drinking soy milk, that it has the recommended needed milligrams of calcium, which is about 300. You can also get calcium from some leafy greens. A lot of people do spinach, kale, those kinds of things, but you need to check those nutrients to make sure that you're getting enough. And to try to think that you're going to get all the calcium you need from something other than dairy, it's a little unrealistic. You can do it, but it's really not recommended. Another great thing, and I use this, there are enzyme additives that you can take if you know you're going to be consuming dairy. These just help your body to break down the sugars.
Oh,
and
great.
So, and that's all that lactose intolerant really is.
Oh.
So, and there's a difference between lactose intolerance and a lactose sensitivity. So you really just have to be aware of what your body will allow you to do.
What is your take on soy milk? How do you feel about that?
I like soy milk. Okay. We use it here in the office when we're doing taste tests. That's one of the taste tests that we do with the kids in the school system. It's different. It's not like cow's milk. I mean, anyone that tells you, oh, I can't tell a difference, there is a difference.
Yeah.
But it is nutritious. It's healthy. And especially if you're lactose intolerant, it's a great, great way to change over. You know, there's other, they don't really consider the milks, but almond milk, coconut milk,
right.
Those are all good choices too. So you just have to check your nutrition label on the back to see what you're getting when you're consuming those.
In general, are there dairy products that we should avoid or really just be cautious
of?
Yeah,
unfortunately, this is becoming a little bit of an issue. You need to really watch raw or unpasteurized milk or products just for safety reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you always keep dairy refrigerated. You know, if you leave coffee creamer sitting out on the counter, that's got dairy in it all day and you come in at 5 o'clock, don't put it back in the refrigerator.
No.
It needs to be dumped out. I did that the other day. So, you know, always make sure that you've got them refrigerated. If you've left it between 40 degrees and 140, which hopefully your home, nothing's 140 degrees, but if it gets over 40 degrees for more than 2 hours, you need to just throw it out, even though it probably smells good and you think, oh, there's probably nothing wrong with it. Bacteria can grow, and then that can just make you sick. You know, a lot of people want to go back to completely whole, raw, you know, milk that's unpasteurized. Just be very cautious, because there can be, if you don't know what you're getting, you can end up sick and not even know why.
Can be some issues with the all natural, right?
Right, right.
One other question for you, Amy. The date on milk,
yeah,
is that the expiration date, or is that the...
This is a sore subject in my household, because my husband is a huge... He looks at that date and he says, we can't drink it anymore. No, you need to check that. Typically, you have about 5 days after the date on your milk. That's if it's been kept refrigerated, right. You haven't left it sitting out on the counter. There's typically about a 5-day window on milk. That's not to say it's across the board and that's always what it's going to be, but that's the standards that they recommend. Check your milk. You can smell it and you can usually tell if it's still good or not. But if there's any question, you know, don't take that chance. Dump it out. Milk prices, unfortunately, are high, but, you know, it's not worth making yourself or your family sick over.
So Amy's husband, listen, she was pretty adamant about that.
We get into that fight all the time.
That I had heard that it was really the sort of sell-by date.
Yeah, it's a best-by date, you have to be, marketing and word usage is very important when it comes to food products. So if it says sell-by, use-by, I mean, you have to pay special attention to what the actual words are. And you just have to use your best judgment. I mean, you know when it's bad and when it's not. So those kinds of things are really funny to me, though.
Any other tips or maybe some tricks for getting dairy on our diet, Amy?
Yeah, absolutely. Use fat-free evaporated milk instead of cream. You know, a great substitution for cream cheese, which we talked about, had high saturated fats. Try ricotta. And it's something, too, again, you don't have to quit cold turkey or switch all at one time. Just change it out a little at a time. If it calls for sour cream, either use reduced or low fat, or substitute yogurt. Yogurt's a great substitution for sour cream. Be careful if you're drinking a lot of flavored milks. You know, a lot of kids love chocolate milk, and they're giving you some healthy choices now. It's not like it used to be, but watch those sugar contents. You have to read those nutrition labels, and you can't taste it and say, oh yeah, it's got a ton of sugar. It's great and for me. You really have to look at those nutrition labels.
So a lot of great tips today, Amy. I'm still disappointed about the butter part.
Me too.
That,
me too. If
they have any more questions about this, or just want to refresh their minds about what they've heard today, they can call your office?
Yeah, absolutely. Call the Allegheny Extension office, 336-372-5597. We'll also have some information up on our Allegheny Extension Facebook page. And myplate.gov is another great resource that we use a lot. And that talks about how much and what options you should use. And so that's a great website to get lots of good information.
Well, it's always great to talk with you, Amy Lucas, the director of the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Office in Allegheny County. I really appreciate it. Always enjoy it, and I hope you have a great rest of the day and a terrific week.
Thanks so much, Danny. You too.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.